Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the month of Tibet. This is a new month on the Hebrew calendar. It's the fourth month on the civil calendar and the 10th month on the religious calendar. If you remember, the civil calendar starts with the month of Tishri around September, and then the religious calendar starts the month of Nisan, and that would make it 10 months from that March-April timeframe. So we've entered into Tevet. The first few days of Tevet are always the end of Hanukkah. And if you remember, Hanukkah is a special time. It's the celebration of when the Maccabees stopped the Syrian and Greek army from desecrating the temple. When they saw that the temple had been defiled, and they found one vial of miracle oil, one vial of oil, we call it miracle oil, because it was a miracle, and that the vial of oil could only burn in the menorah for one day, but ended up burning for 8 days straight. So this is a time where we start out the month of Tibet, which means good in the Hebrew. It's the month of good. It is a time where we started out with purification straight off the bat. And so there's a new moon that's taking place right now. A new moon, it always happens at the beginning of the month. We will see a full moon happen on the 14th. That'll be January 3rd. And that's actually called the wolf moon. So it's a very interesting moon. In the month of Tibet, the tribe of Israel is Dan. That is the tribe that's celebrated. And the constellation that's related to that tribe is Capricorn, or the Hebrew word Gedi. And it actually means goat, but it is a meaning for a time of spiritual boundaries being set. It's a time where there is a look at the boundaries that we have. And again, remember, when we talk about the constellations related to the tribes, we're not talking about astrology. We're talking about Hebrew astronomy and an understanding of how the Lord says that the stars in the sky declare the glory of the Lord, right? So this is a revelation, a fullness, understanding the moon and the stars and coming into a new month. And what does that month mean? Right away, we start off with the purification. We know in the book of Esther, Esther 2:16, it says specifically that Esther was taken to King Xerxes' house in his royal palace in the 10th month. Remember, I said this is the 10th month on the religious calendar. So the 10th month from Nisan. So in the 10th month, she was brought in. It says that this is the month of Tebeth in the 7th year of the reign of Xerxes. She was brought in for what purpose? For purification. And so this is a time where we begin to start assessing the end of the year. And so I know it is the week of Christmas, and of course we're celebrating December 25th as the birth of Yeshua Messiah. The gospel accounts share about the birth of Jesus, a very, very important time. But as you all know, he really would have been born around September, October timeframe in that year of his birth, around the Feast of Trumpets. It would not have been December 25th. December 25th is the date that was set by Constantine and the Council of Nicaea back in AD 325. And so that's been going on for more than 2,000 years. We've been celebrating Jesus's birthday on December 25th. There's lots of dates that are different on the Gregorian calendar than the Hebrew calendar, which is why I wrote my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. This will help you integrate the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. It will get you on the right path. Why is that important? Because God reveals something new every month to his people from God's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar. So what would God be revealing in this month of Tevet, which is going to go till January 18th? He is revealing aspects like we see in the sky, or even according to the tribe of Dan, according to the book in the books in the Bible talking about the month of Tebet, which is Esther 2:16, God is sharing with us that he wants us to get our boundaries right for purification of our temple. There is a strategy that is happening now in the spirit realms. I want you to know there's been some spiritual warfare that's been very active here. Of course, you know, this can always happen sometimes even during temple dedications. Because the festival of dedication is the dedication of the temple. That's Hanukkah, right? Pushback from the enemy, but also pushback revealing the areas that God wants us to strategize new and fresh for the new year that's coming up. Okay, so we know that 2025 is going to be ending soon and 2026 is going to be coming. We know that this will be a year of dominion multiplication, which was stated from Hebrew year 5786. But it's also going to be a year where God brings about new kingdom eternal order. He's going to begin stretching us in the kingdom eternal order, and he needs his people to be purified in the beginning of the year, and we'll do that to vet in January, come in union. Okay, this is what integration is all about, all right? So we've entered into the month of Tevet. We're going to be coming into January 1st. January 1st through many times the end of the month is a time of purification. Many churches around the world will practice a time of praying, fasting, and giving from Matthew chapter 6. It will be a time where people will come before the Lord and they'll ask God to purify their temples. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we begin this process now, even though it is the week and celebration of Christmas, the birth of Jesus. So it's a very, very special time. And it's a time where we need to properly position ourselves to be able to be change agents with the Lord. We need to understand what are some of the things that God is doing in and through us so that we can begin to start making some right decisions. And that's what I want to talk about today, because this week alone, it is a special time where you're going to be with family, you're going to be with friends. There's going to be a lot that's going on, but God is also revealing to you new strategy for 2026. And one of the things that he wants us to be made aware of is that we can have certain offenses and certain things that come against us that are going to make us aware of what needs to change for 2026, all right? And I want you to know, if I've already experienced this past week with a little bit of enemy pushback since my trip into Switzerland. And God was revealing quite a few things to me about what he is doing in the area of false identity. So false identity is something we need to pay attention to as we come here into this month of Tibet. You see, God doesn't want you to enter into 2026 without knowing your identity in him. He's setting up a new strategy for you to carry out in 2026 so that you can carry out his new eternal kingdom order. So you can begin to walk it out in a level of power, in a level of peace, in a level of authority. But you must know and understand what it is that you may have put your identity into that God says, no, 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 not that. In other words, he doesn't want our identity in positions, in titles, in opportunities. As he's giving you strategy for the new year, you have to have a heart that's in a place of purification where you know your identity is in him. See, this is a strategy. This is a marker for us as we come here into this month of Tevet. We need to know that God is building within us a new level of intimacy with him that is not reliant upon what we do, but reliant upon who we are and who we are in him. Now, this is very, very important, because the enemy is going to begin to reveal some things to you over the next couple of weeks. What are some areas that you've been putting a lot of time and energy into that the Lord says, listen, You're only doing that because you think it fits a title or you think it fits a position. But God is saying no. He's saying, listen, I don't want that in 2026. I want us to build a strategy for how I want to use you in the kingdom. And I want it based on purity. And that purity comes from an intimate relationship with me. In other words, God is saying, make decisions based out of our intimate relationship, yours and his intimate relationship, not out of where you think you have a title or where you think you have a position or where you think you have an opportunity. Now, this is very, very important here, because although those things will come to play in 2026 and they will be fine, right now it's purification of the temple time, which means if you're putting emphasis in those areas and you're saying, God, what is it that you have for me for 2026? What am I leaving behind here in 2025? One of the things you need to leave behind is you need to be stripped of positions, of titles, of things of that sort, because God is lifting you up to a place of purity and holiness in relationship with him. He's saying, you know what? Just know that you are my son and you are my daughter, and that the inheritance that I have given belongs to you and you alone. And in this inheritance, I will then give you divine opportunities, which will have titles and which will have positions. But I don't want you making decisions in 2026, as we come into 2026, based on these things. So God says, now I am quickening your mind. And as the enemy may push at you, I'm revealing to you areas that you might be offended. Maybe there's certain things you didn't get invited to. Maybe there's certain things that you thought were yours, but found out they weren't. Come on, this is important. And you're feeling out of sorts in certain areas. Listen, this is a good thing, because God is saying, I'm ready to take you to next levels, as in being properly positioned with me in heavenly places and spaces where you and I are one, where we are in union. Remember, you're in union with Christ, right? Romans chapter 6, you died with him, you were buried with him, and you were resurrected in him. Then when he ascended 40 days later, he took the church with him. We're now seated with him in heavenly places. This is your identity and it's your position. And so as you come into 2026 and you begin to develop a strategy, a vision for where God wants you to be and how he wants to use you as a kingdom citizen in 2026, you have to leave out some of the ways you've been gaining your identity. See, this pure place that God wants to take you to, it means that you are not focused on what you can get or how you can maintain or hold your position, but instead you're focused simply on a pure and intimate relationship with the Lord. And then from that will flow the stability of your position, all right? So God is kind of, he's tearing things down. He's ripping things up here at the end of the year. On his great birthday, he intends to reveal to us some new and exciting things. And I actually want to read some of that to you right here. Some new and exciting things from the Word of God. We know here we've come into Christmas time, right? And what do we know? But Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 are amazing scriptures that are founded on who God is and his word. And it says, for this week even, being Christmas, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, okay? He's given as in a ransom, okay? So he's redeeming time, he's ransoming back, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government means his authority, of the increase of his government and his peace, the peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Okay, so now why is this important? This is very, very important here, because what the Lord is saying to us is he's saying, listen, as you celebrate my birth this week, God is saying, I need you to understand that I have been born with a government. a level of authority upon my shoulder. Okay. And he says, I'm a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, a Prince of Peace. And he says, I was given to you that I might set you apart and position you to be a key aspect of my kingdom and the government, the authority of my kingdom being made manifest in the earth. And so it's important that we don't hold on to titles, that we don't hold on to these things, but that we focus on the fact that he, as the Son, was given to us to establish a government in the earth, all right? And this government will be a restoration and a recompense. It will be an eternal kingdom order that has been established. Listen, if you want to learn more about this new eternal kingdom order, you can get my course, The New Eternal Kingdom Order. It's right online. There's like 17 teachings that my husband and I do on God's grace and power coming to us now. I mean, it came to us all 2,000 years ago, but there's a fresh new revelation and new understanding concerning it so that we can walk out the power and presence of God in 2026. But one of the things that has to fall is our false identities. It's the very things that we think ourselves are holding us in position. Listen, nothing is holding you in position. The position that God gave you, he gave you because he died, buried, and resurrected, then ascended and took you with him. See, you didn't earn it. Favor gave it to you because Jesus bought it. He ransomed your life for a price. He redeemed the death realms that he might properly position you in the heavenly spaces and places. So there's going to be some challenges. So you're going to notice this week that you might get offended. Might get offended. No, maybe that opportunity didn't come to you. Maybe that invitation wasn't for you. There's certain things that God is going to show you in your heart need to be changed. The purification process is starting now as we come into January, where the principle of first fruits being the first month of the 12 months of 2026 will carry forth. Now remember, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 is stated here before the end of December. Why? Because December is the 12th month, the month of government. And here we have it, and right in scripture, right? That it is said that the government will be upon his shoulders. And so you and I are a part of his government, all right? And we're called to carry out his government influence in the earth today. So this is a very, very, very important time, and it's an important season, and we've got to walk it out. We've got to properly position ourselves in faith. So this is a key factor here. It's in faith. So you have to know that God is positioning you in an intimate place with him. You're seated with him in heavenly places. You're in an intimate place with him. You're in a pure place. He is taking your soul and he is purifying your soul into a place of prosperity. So you are not concerned about trying to hold your own positions. Come on, we don't need to be doing that. We don't need to be holding our own positions. We need to be standing on his position, what he has done for us. And we need to be glorifying him in every way. So I began to be challenged by the Lord myself in this area. And God began to say, listen, come up higher, Candace, come up higher. Keep coming up higher to this place that's purified, this place that is holy. And here I will give you the strategy for 2026, a strategy for you, for your family, for your ministry, for your city, for your state, for your nation. These are the things that we're seeking God for. And if you want the pure revelation of the strategy, you have to get your heart in a pure place. So as we enter into Devet, we're entering into the month of good. It is the month of good purification. It is the month of knowing and recognizing that because of the stars in the sky, because of the placement of the tribe of Dan, we're to judge ourselves. Dan is a righteous judge. We're to judge ourselves. We're to come into saying, God, I need a new and fresh touch from you, and I need you to build my house from a new mindset, from a new way. And God's starting that now. He's starting that perspective now in this month of Tevet before we even have December 25th. All right. So this is good. This is also the time of the Torah readings. The Torah readings are running around offering times. All right. There's very, very special times in the Torah readings where we see that many have brought offerings unto the Lord. All right. Numbers chapter 4, I believe, or Numbers chapter 9. Let me share with you exactly what that is. I always have so much information to tell you all. It's a very, very powerful time. We have Numbers chapter 28, 9 through 15, and Numbers chapter 7, 42 through 47. These are times where leaders are bringing offerings to the tabernacle. Now, this sets us up as we're getting ready to come into January, okay? The principle of first fruits. And this, of course, is a first week, okay? It is the first week of Tevet. So it's a time where offerings are remembered. It's also Genesis 41 through 44. What do we remember there? But we have Joseph, and he interprets Pharaoh's dreams. And then during that time, Joseph's brothers come to Egypt and they seek food during the famine. And Joseph accuses them of spying. And then he plants a goblet in Benjamin's bag. And all of the sons go back to talk to Israel about they find this out. They find that Benjamin's goblet was stolen. This is very, very important because this is going to bring us to the end here, where we're going to find that Joseph's going to face his brothers and end up telling his brothers that he was put in this position basically for such a time as this, that he would be the one that would help save the nation from famine. And so it's an important time for us to remember that offerings come forth during this time, that there is a cleansing of the heart, because next week we're going to have in the Torah readings where Joseph's brothers end up having to face him. And so this is a time where we take a pause and we say, Lord, reveal to me where I'm off center with you. What do I need to confess? What are the false identities that I'm carrying? What are the things that can't go in with me into the new year? What is the new strategy for 2026? And with this new strategy, you should be seeking God for the purity of that strategy. There's going to be some things you're going to have to let go of, but it's going to be letting go of some good stuff. It's going to be letting go of false identity. It's going to be letting go of where you're putting your time and energy that you don't need to be. And most of what we put our time and energy into is that which we can gain. That's the whole thing. See, because of the way the death realms operate, we're always trying to gain something. So you don't want to make a strategy for 2026 where you're trying to gain something. You want to make a strategy for 2026 where you're trying to give something, okay? And that you're positioned in the kingdom to be a giver, not a getter. And so God starts with our hearts now as we come into Tevet, because he's dealing with us on what are these false identities that we've even been carrying with us for 2025, and what are some things that we're trying to set up? What are we trying to build that he does not want to be a part of when it comes to getting? So you got to know that you're in the place that God has called you because he's called you to be there. You need to walk in a new level of confidence, knowing that you're called, anointed, and appointed for a time and season. You may have a title, you may have your position, but that's not where you put your focus. You put your focus on him and being intimate with him. Esther even had to remember this. When she came into King Xerxes' house for an entire year of purification before she became queen, these are the things that were coming off of her. She was being washed. It was spiritual purification as much as it was physical purification. She was being washed so she would be ready to step into the position of saving her nation. And so we want to position ourselves, our hearts, so that we can be properly placed strategically where God wants us to be, so we can be used to save our family, our friends, our city, our state, our nation, our ministry, whatever it is. And ultimately, only God saves something, but he can use you to be the tool that is his mouth, his hands, his feet, in order to bring the gospel message that will indeed save a community of people, whatever that community looks like. And so false identity is what we've got to get rid of here. It's purification of the temple time. Yes, it's the week of Christmas. We say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you for remembering the birth of Jesus, that he agreed to come to the earth and be born and to die on a cross, be buried, resurrected, and ascended, that he might properly position us. But it's the time where we write the story with God for 2026. And God is a good story for you. And he wants this story to be written from a pure and holy place. And I want to stand with you in that. And listen, God's working on me too, folks. I don't bring these messages to you from any other place other than I'm walking with God through the Hebrew calendar every month as he reveals something new about himself. As he says to me, Candace, this is the month that I start my purification, and it's going to go all through January, and my people will set themselves up in January, my first month of the Gregorian calendar year. They'll set themselves up for purification activities through praying, fasting, and giving. And listen, I have lots of information on that, and I'll be doing lots of videos on first fruits and the principle of first fruits, because first fruits is a principle, because originally, or the first day called the day of first fruits is Nisan 17. It's the day that Jesus resurrects, okay? That's the real day of first fruits, okay? But it is true that every first of the month, offerings are brought. It is true that you are a living sacrifice and you are called to be an offering unto the Lord. It is true that in January, as we pray, fast, and give, we position our souls to become more prosperous. See, if you're holding on to false identities, your soul is being crimped. And where it's being crimped, you can't walk in the fullness of the prosperity of God. So he's got to reveal to you what is crimping you. And he's already talking now, folks. Here this week of Tevet, one of your Christmas presents is that he's talking to you. And he's saying, listen, we've got to let this go. It can't come with you into January. This is a time of purification. I want my temple pure. I want your soul big, God says. I want your soul to be prosperous so that you can handle more prosperity coming to you. And it's not in your false identity. It's not in your title. It's not in your position. It's not in who you know. It's only in who you are in me, and that we are in union and we are in fellowship and we are in intimacy. See, this is God's heart cry for you. He just wants to be intimate with you. If you will get intimate with God, first with a salvation call and say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And I have put my eyes on titles and things and what I can get. And I ask for your forgiveness in this area, and cleanse me and make me holy and righteous. He will indeed do this thing. But you've just got to confess it. Listen, you should be confessing something every day, all right? Not because you got to get re-saved every day, but because your soul is in the place where it needs to be cleansed and made holy. We are holy, but we're being made holy. We are perfect, but we're being made perfect. And all that process depends upon how much we're willing to surrender to being intimate with God. The power of understanding the Hebrew calendar is that every month he's trying to tell us something new so he can keep us on track. And now this month of Tibet is it's time for purification. Time for purification. And what did Jesus do when he came? Even as a baby, he came pure. He lived a pure and holy life. He was the light unto the world. And then those of us who believe in him, we become lights unto the world. We become the ones that can help people come out of darkness and into light. And when you come into light, your soul comes alive. Your spirit man comes alive and your soul comes alive. The light of God begins to emanate and you become a luminary for the Holy Spirit. And let's keep that illumination up. How do we do that? We continue to confess. We continue to ask for forgiveness. We continue to properly position ourselves as we come into 2026. Now listen, this great strategy that he's going to give you for your business, for your ministry, for your family, whatever it is, it's coming from a pure place. He is not going to write the story with you until you start confessing, all right? And confess your false identities. Make a list. Say, one of my false identities is I put too much emphasis on my title, or I put too much emphasis on my position, or I put too much emphasis on who I know, or I put too much emphasis on my opportunities. I put too much emphasis on my money. I put too much emphasis on my relationships. I put too much emphasis on this. You fill in the blank. That's your first confession. As you confess there, then God will show you that if you'll get more intimate with him in this area, you won't need those things. Now, trust me, I've been walking with God for many, many years. He will even return to you that which you have confessed. He just wants you to get it in order. And so we're putting first things first. We're getting things in order. And this is what happens here as we end December and we come into the new year. So write down some of the things for 2025. They need to be changed so that 2026 can be fresh and new and holy and ready. First in order, chief in order. See, the first and the principle of first fruits is something that you'll carry with you for the entire year. But the first thing that you got to put first is putting you on in that place of confession, because you're putting God first. You're saying, God, you're going to be first. And so I confess to you, I haven't had you first in these areas. I've been putting my false identities first. I've been making decisions to hold my position. No, let your stuff go and he will raise you up. He will properly position you. And listen, you don't want any position that he hasn't put you in anyways, because you can't handle it and you don't have the character for it. Okay, so we want to walk along with him so we can get to those places. Now listen, if anything I've said is touching you in a way and you're like, listen, I got to walk with somebody through this. We have coaches all over the world. We want to connect you with somebody. We want to connect you with a coach that can help you get to that place of soul prosperity, all right? So maybe you want to become a student of Dream Mentors International. Go to dreammentors.org. Maybe you think, I not only want to learn myself, but I want to go and help other people in this area. I want to help other people live in soul prosperity. I want to help them break the strongholds off their life. I want to help them get healed in certain areas. I want to help them overcome trauma. Then we're making coaches. Maybe you're somebody who God is calling to be a coach to help somebody else. And a coach really just needs a really good discipler. We've got all the materials that you need for that. And listen, we're looking for coaches all over the world. I have coaches in all different regions, but I'm believing God in 2026 for a coach in every nation. And so come and be a student of Dream Mentors. Come and be a part of our apostolic network. And so go to dreammentors.org, find out more. Somebody will call you. They'll tell you about the program. Or better yet, join me on our call. Monday, December 22nd is the next call. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Come and join me for the Ascend calls. I do them all year long. And we do one every single month. Well, actually, I do two in one day. Every single month on one day, okay? So on December 22nd, I'll tell you when the one in January is going to be, all right? But come and join me for December 22nd. And that's at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. And these are free calls, free. You don't have to pay anything. I'm going to teach and train you for an hour and a half on the Hebrew calendar, where we are, as in what God is saying to us for 2026. Then also, I'm going to take you to a key to live in the ascension realms, a key to help you live in the new eternal kingdom order. So 10 a.m., 6 p.m., wherever you are in the world, but you got to sign up. So click the link below and sign up so we can send you the Zoom link. And listen, if you're watching this video, there's not much time for that because the class is right around the corner here. So get signed up today. Now, some of you are watching and you're thinking, you know what? I want to learn more about prosperity, how to have that soul prosperity and live in it at high levels. That's my Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. You want to be a part of that because that's where I get to coach you in a group. It's the same day, December 22nd, but it's at 2 p.m. Okay, so I do the 10 a.m. Ascend class, 2 p.m., and then 6 p.m. But the 2 p.m. class is Kingdom Wealth Strategies. If you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're thinking, man, that would be really good. Listen, it's not too late. Get signed up now. You'll get the pre-recordings for the months that you've missed, but now you'll also be able to go forward. And this is where I get to mentor you. I get to challenge you. Some of the stuff I'm going to bring on December 22nd, it's unbelievable. We are stripping down earthly ways of gaining wealth, and we are positioning ourselves from a spiritual place to access the heavenly realms and see wealth creation be made manifest in the earth. It's simply understanding soul prosperity will open up the doorways of supernatural wealth, and you will begin to walk in it in the earth. There's been so many testimonies. People's lives have been changed dramatically. So come on with me on the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class at 2 p.m. You've got to sign up for that, though, in order to get the Zoom link. That's not a free class. That is a paid class, okay? You have to pay for that class, but it is a huge blessing, and there's so many high-level leaders in there. You're going to get a chance to meet some great people. So I encourage you to come and be a part of the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. Now, as we're coming into the first of the year, we've got some really amazing sales at Dreamenters. Everything is 20% off, and so is my Cracking the Time Code book. Ooh. You talk about soul prosperity. Here's a key here. I talk to you about everything that Jesus redeemed. This is not available to the public until January 6th. I'm the only one who has it, and it's 20% off. So grab a copy today. Bless yourself for Christmas or for New Year's. Get a copy here. Buy one for a friend. 20% off. And any orders over 75, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my book, Opening the Glory Realms. This you get free for any orders over 75. So go ahead and go to my website, and you don't need a code or anything. All orders until January 1st, I believe, are 20% off. So want you to be a part of that. Now, let's start off the new year right with a wall calendar. Whoa, this will help you integrate the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. Look, oh my gosh. And you get to have all of the parashat or the Torah readings. You get to have all the heavenly happenings. This is really awesome. I did this with Troy Brewer. The proceeds here help pull children out of sex trafficking. So this is amazing. This month of purification right here for you, a whole calendar. This is going to take you all the way until the end of 2026 and into the Hebrew year 5787. Get one of these wall calendars today. So much. It goes along really well with my 365 book, but my 365 book cannot cover the specific Torah readings because it's changed. It's not that the readings themselves change, but the dates that they start change every year. See, this book is timeless, but this calendar can move with what would happen specifically within a year on specific things like solar eclipses or the exact days of the Torah readings, these kinds of things. So grab one for yourself. Grab one for a friend. It helps bless children, pull them out of sex trafficking. Come on, let's be a blessing. All right, so you've got a lot of resources, not to mention our good P4 products from South Africa that we bring into the United States so that we can ship them all over the world. They are amazing for colds, flu, high blood pressure. You got digestive issues. These are blood cleansers. It will pull all natural herbs are going to pull infection out of your body. I never travel anywhere without them, and I go all over the world. And I want you to know I've had to use them plenty of times. So I just want to encourage you. Those are all 20% off too, as well as our Royal Mass Cream, which is really good for psoriasis, eczema, serious skin conditions, and anti-aging. All right. Listen, let me pray for you guys. There's enough of a commercial here at the end. I just didn't want you to miss out on some stuff where you might be blessed or be able to bless somebody else here at the end of the year. So month of Tevet, time of purification. We've entered in. Watch offenses. They're a key sign that you're trying to gain something. It's where your buttons have been pushed in the area of titles or invitations or positions. Ugh. God wants to get that stuff off of you. He wants you to be pure and holy. He will position you every way, and he will bless you in every way. But you don't have to hold on to something. Let him properly position you and bless you in his timing as he makes you pure. All right, Lord, I thank you for my friend who's watching. We say hallelujah, praise the Lord, Merry Christmas. And Father, I thank you. Bless them, bless their families. Lord, I ask you, Father, to give them wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Release the angels during this time, Father. Give them the Christmas spirit and let them flow in miracle oil. Thank you, Father, for bringing them wisdom and revelation that will take them to next levels of understanding as they come in and they approach what your plans are for 2026, Father. I just speak vision. I speak dreams over you, supernatural understanding that as you come into 2026, you're going to know who you are. You're going to know whose you are. You're going to know what God has called you to do, and you're going to be able to stand on it. And Father, I thank you for the new eternal kingdom order being made manifest through your people, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you're taking us to next levels. And so remember, folks, you're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none because you are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. All right, give me a high five and I will see you after Christmas with a new and fresh word for the new year. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend.